You're listening to Wild Talk, and I'm Brian Thompson. Strengthening the management of fisheries in international waters is a major challenge. That's according to the latest report from the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. The report on the state of the world's fisheries and aquaculture was presented by the FAO's Committee on Fisheries, also known as COFI. Its findings are very worrying. Sarah Bladen has this report.
COFI is the only global forum where the issues facing international fisheries are examined and recommendations are made to governments, decision makers and business. At COFI 2007, governments needed to act on both their legally binding obligations and their voluntary commitments to face up to the reality of the problems plaguing the world's fisheries. Joining me is Alastair Graham, WWF's high seas expert and member of WWF's Global Marine Programme. Alastair, you were in Rome at the COFI meeting. What were some of the main outcomes of the meeting?
Well, I think the picture is sort of good and bad. One of the really good things was that governments have agreed that regional fisheries management organisations should be subject to periodic review. Clear recognition that they have to do better, but the details of just how they're going to do those reviews is an open question at the moment. On a more worrying note, there was a sense from the FAO's report on the state of world fisheries that many of the world's fisheries are quite badly overexploited or fully exploited, and that picture is not getting any better. And the fact that the trends are not good is very worrying indeed.
Are there fisheries of specific concern that we see highlighted in this report?
Well, I think you'd have to consider that tuna fisheries in particular are in trouble, but also most deep water fisheries are also in deep trouble. There are some real doubts about the capacity to manage deep water fisheries sustainably. Tuna suffers desperately from overcapacity, far too many fisheries, government control is too poor, and outcomes are really bad.
And at this meeting in Rome where you bring together leaders in fisheries management, governments and so forth, is it just a talk shop or are actually people coming away with commitments to clean up the problems on the world's oceans?
Well, frustratingly, it's designed as a talk shop, but there is an expectation that governments that say things at COFI, they will go away and do things at the regional fisheries management bodies later in the year. And we will be there watching and listening to make sure that their words do match their rhetoric.
Coming up now, a little bit of monkey business with PJ Stevenson.
Overfishing is threatening life in our oceans. WWF is working to find the solutions, but we can't do it without you. Become a member. Join us at www.panda.org and help us work for a living planet. Panda.org.
Now it's time for our species of the month, and kicking off the series are Africa's great apes. Charismatic and intelligent, apes in Africa are faced with a deadly combination of threats. These include destruction of their forest habitats, hunting, disease, and conflict with humans. All species, eastern gorillas, western gorillas, chimpanzees and bonobos, have suffered declines in population, and many experts predict they might well become extinct in the wild within the next half century. I spoke to PJ Stevenson from WWF Species Programme and asked him just how serious is the situation.
Well, for a number of years, WWF has been very, very concerned about the plight of great apes. There are a whole number of threats facing great apes in Africa. We have seen in recent years very serious poaching that has occurred even within national parks. And to the extent that people are now worried that through hunting alone, most great ape species in Africa might only be left in a few isolated parks within 20 or 25 years' time. So when we're talking about great apes in Africa, we're talking about chimpanzees, which are fairly widespread and perhaps less threatened than other apes, although they're also hit by poachers. And we're also talking about pygmy chimpanzees. And pygmy chimpanzees are more of concern because these animals, also known as bonobos, are only found in the centre of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And recent surveys that were funded by WWF showed that, in fact, bonobos are far fewer than we once thought, and that even in their national park habitats, that parts of their range that are well protected, they are being very seriously hit by poaching. We then come to gorillas, and again, most gorilla species are also a great worry for WWF. In particular, WWF is worried about the mountain gorilla. This is an animal you only find in one small part of eastern Africa, in the Virunga mountain chain on the border between Uganda, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. And with mountain gorillas, there are only 700 of these animals left in the wild now. And that is very serious concern, because all we need is one large poaching outbreak or further loss of habitat, and these animals will be lost forever. And then a gorilla that is perhaps less well known to most people is the Cross River gorilla. This is a race that is only found on the border between Cameroon and Nigeria. Very much like the mountain gorilla, it is only found in remote forests on mountaintops on the border between these two countries. And our last estimate suggests there may only be some 200 of these animals remaining. And so WWF now is very concerned about the future of many of these apes.
The trade in apes, how widespread is that, would you estimate?
Well, what we're finding as our guys on the ground go in to survey remaining populations and to help national parks authorities protect them, what we find is that hunting is almost everywhere. Most African governments just don't have enough resources to be able to adequately staff their national parks. They really cannot have staff everywhere protecting the wildlife. And as poaching continues and as habitat loss continues as well, then our fears are just exacerbated.
What is WWF trying to do right now to save these charismatic creatures?
Well, we obviously have to tackle the main root causes of the decline. Habitat loss, as we've said, is one major problem. And there WWF is working across Africa to set up new protected areas, new parks, new sanctuaries, new reserves. For example, at the moment, we're working with partner agencies to set up a new sanctuary for the Cross River gorilla in Cameroon. We are also continuing our long-term support for the International Gorilla Conservation Program, which is set out to save those 700 mountain gorillas. And there, at least with mountain gorillas, we have a ray of hope, because in the last 15 years, we've actually seen, as a result of all our efforts, a 10% increase in the population of these rare animals. So we know that protecting gorilla habitat is a very good start. What our biggest challenge probably remaining, though, is to tackle the bushmeat trade. I mean, most of the hunting, most of the poaching is to provide ape meat for local consumption. Sometimes that meat is also exported abroad, as far away as even the United States, to be consumed. And this is a bigger issue, because here you're not only trying to stop hunters going in and killing the animals in the forest, but you've also got to then consider the demand for that. Why are people still willing to pay so much money to eat ape meat? And this, of course, then is for a number of reasons. There are cultural reasons. Given that there is still such a demand, we have to look at why there is a demand. And it's not just cultural or taste preference. Sometimes people just don't have an alternative. If you have rural communities living on the edge of the forest, often their only option to find food and building materials is to go into the forest, to cut down the trees for building materials and firewood, and to hunt the wildlife for meat. And what is also happening across Africa is frequently for those rural communities, the best way of raising money is actually to sell the meat they hunt. So the challenge for WWF there is essentially, how do we look for alternatives for those hunters? And so what WWF is doing, as well as trying to do our best to protect national parks and threatened species such as great apes, we're working to try and provide livelihood alternatives to the people living around these parks. How can they gain revenue perhaps from tourism instead of hunting? How can we set up other livelihood schemes? So it's a big challenge, and we have a lot of work ahead of us, but we've seen some successes in recent years, such as this really impressive increase in mountain gorilla numbers. So we're still optimistic we can save the great apes from extinction.
Thanks to PJ for talking monkeys. In our May edition, we get a little more feline and we talk tigers. We look ahead to the key meeting on the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. There's the latest news from the majestic Himalayas, and we find out just how fishy things can really get in the EU capital, Brussels. please feel free to email us your comments and questions to wildtalk@wwf.panda.org. Thanks to the Wild Talk team. We'll be back again next month. Till then, from me, Brian Thompson, thanks for listening.